Come get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
Come get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Enthusiasm, energy, and we're delighted that you've dialed by to be a part of all that. That's what we do here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Great to have you along on this Thursday, exactly 1 month to the day away from the Browns getting down the practice field to start training camp here in Berea. Michael Regai, Hanford Dixon, and for Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura. I want to remind all of you that ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. As we continue along today, earlier on as we started the show, we brought you our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. One of them all week has been the rookies here in and around the Cleveland area, the annual NFL Rookie Symposium that really is designed to get the rooks up to speed on all things that are they're going to be facing in their NFL lives, not just on the field, a lot of it too in situations they'll have to face off the field. And had a chance to catch up with former Ohio State Buckeye running back Carlos Hyde. And as we have an opportunity to listen to Carlos Hyde today, as he's indoctrinated into the NFL, was he, and we'll maybe get a glimpse from this, was he really expecting that quite possibly it could have been the Cleveland Browns that called his name on draft night about 6 weeks ago? Here's Carlos Hyde.
Did you feel desire? I mean, did you feel that you were on the wish list? I mean, did you get that feedback from fans?
Talking to the running backs coach for the Browns, you know, I felt like I was going here. I was coming here, you know, how much support from the fans of me coming here. You know, I thought I was coming here, you know, then you see like, guys who project the draft picks. I thought I was coming here.
What did the running backs coach say that make you think that?
It was just basically like the relationship that I built with him. You know, he was just telling me like, yeah, if you're there when it's our turn to pick, you know, we take you, we need a running back. So
did you visit here?
No, I didn't.
What are your feelings about going to a 3-time NFC champion?
That's awesome, man. That's going from Ohio State to another winning program. I mean, couldn't really ask for a better situation.
Carlos, what is it with high-profile Buckeyes going to Frisco lately? There's a lot of y'all.
I mean, they know at Ohio State we win, you know, so carry that on over to the Niners, you know, because that's what they do. You know, they win. You know, they've been in, you know, playing for the championship for the last 3 years, past 3 years.
What have you learned so far from Frank Gore?
I haven't really been able to talk to Frank too much, you know. Training camp, you know, I see him every day. So that's when I'm, you know, start talking to him a lot more, you know, getting advice, you know, picking his brain a little bit.
Do you think there's enough carries to go around for you to play a big role with him there?
If it's not, they're going to have to go make some extra ones or something. You're fine. But I'm sure they'll figure something out.
I know you haven't been in a game yet, but from practice, stuff like that, what can you tell as far as speed of the game, how quick my holes open and close, and just that kind of adjustment?
I really haven't been able to get a good feel of it because we haven't been in pads, you know. So when you're not in pads, you know, you got the vet guys, you know, they not trying to get hurt. You know, I'm a rookie. I can't just come in there just running around all fast. You know, I have to be cautious about where I'm running because, you don't want to hurt one of the vets.
Carlos, did you have your heart kind of set on coming here then?
No, I didn't. I didn't know. You know, in a draft, you don't know. You have no clue. Were you going to spend, 3 to 4 years of your life? So I had no clue.
Is that kind of an anxious moment then? I mean, it's got to be.
It's not even anxious. It's just, like, nerve-wracking. It's like, man, like, all right, can this be over with? Can I just figure out what team I'm going to? You know, so I can just – it's kind of stressful, though.
How valuable is this symposium when it comes to learning stuff about off-field lessons?
I mean, this symposium is huge. You know, it's good that they have this type of, you know – program where, you know, they teaching us about, you know, what to do, what what you shouldn't do, you know, listening to guys who made, you know, mistakes that's been in our position or they've been places where we're trying to go, you know, so it's good to hear back from those guys.
You feel like it's all stuff you've heard before, or do you feel like you learned something new?
I mean, some of it's some stuff that I heard before, but it's always some new stuff in there. You know, you just got to pay close attention.
What stood out? Something that you learned this week?
What I learned this week, you know, they was really hitting on the DUI part. You know, they had a couple speakers come in and talk about that. You know, they was telling us that, you know, teams have car service that'll come pick you up, you know, so just learning about that whole part. Basically, you shouldn't just be drinking and driving, and how quick you can have one drink and get in the car and go down the road and hit somebody, and then boom, your whole life changed.
How good is Ohio State going to be this year?
I'm expecting them to win it all.
Braxton the Heisman?
Definitely expecting Braxton to win the Heisman. I'm sure this is his year to do it, so this is last one. He got to.
I like that hat. That's cool. Are you popular out there?
I actually got it when I was out in L.A. A clothing company, they just gave it to me. And I always wore it. I like the hat, too.
Carlos, does losing the last two games sour at all how you look back on the last 2 years of Ohio State?
Man, I actually still think about, you know, that Michigan State game, the 4th-and-1.
I was going to say one play in particular, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, you know, it was that. I feel like it was that one play where we could have been on our way to the national championship. But, I mean, you know, it's a lesson learned.
Great to hear from Carlos Hyde here in Cleveland as the former Ohio State running back now starting to embark upon life in the National Football League as part of the NFC Rookie Symposium. All right, let's go to the Ohio Business Machine Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And have an opportunity to speak to one of the guys, as I said, I am a big, big admirer of for the way that he has handled his business and become such a large stalwart on that Browns defensive line, as we say hello to John Hughes. What do you say, John? How you feeling?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Appreciate it. Michael Regei, Top Dog, Hanford Dixon here. Delighted you joined us. John, you know, I've felt in watching all of the not only mandatory minicamp, but in all the OTAs that without question to me, your defensive line has an opportunity to not only be one of the most forceful in the NFL, but John, the depth that you guys and the versatility that this defensive line has, how competitive, John, is that going to make it when you guys start to get together a month from today to begin training camp?
Oh, it makes it real competitive. You know, we push each other. That's the first thing about it. You know, we weren't individual drill. We push each other to be the best. And we get on the field, you know, we're all competing and we're all trying to get our spots. So,
John, I tell you, when you look at you guys, you know, you, Brian and Brian, Ruben, Taylor, Wynn, and of course you, and on, Michael and I was discussing, and I said, I think it's one of the strongest units that's on this football team, and me being a former cornerback, I would just love to have a play with you guys going after the quarterback, because you know, you guys are fearless. I mean, you guys just let it go and put that pressure on him.
Yeah, for sure. That's something we've all worked at. You know, working on our craft and getting better at pass rushing, you know, the run stopping, but that's what we took advantage of, OTAs and mini campus, to work on the craft and get better at it, you know?
John, but I know you guys got to be expecting big things for this football team this year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, sky's the limit. You know, we've got basically a new team, you know, a new coaching staff, and, you know, we had high expectations. So, you know, we're building our foundation now, and who knows what's going to happen.
He's at Hughes underscore Browns 93. Going to give the Twitter handle a bump for you, Johnny, too. How's that?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, at Hughes underscore Browns 93 for John Hughes. About to enter his third year. Johnny, and this is going to be your third different head coach and third different defensive coordinator you're playing with as you go into your third season in the National Football League. Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill, John, you know what they got accomplished in Buffalo last year. Pettine's defense, 56 sacks, number one in the NFL. Have you already sensed that there's going to be this opportunity here for an aggressive, attacking, defensive approach that, bottom line, John, gets after quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Coach, you know, he's really passionate and excited about this upcoming season, just like everybody else. But, you know, it's just a different feeling. You know, we're in the room together, and we're in meetings and everything, talking about the season, talking about what we have to do.
John, I got to ask you this. We were obviously it's draft day for the Cavs, and you know, I talked a little bit about my emotions and how things happened and transpired when I was drafted. Tell us about your draft day experience.
Oh man, it's hands down the second best day of my life. I'd say it was great, man. I was at home with my grandmother, my agent, and a couple of friends. And we're sitting there, you know, just watching the draft, and Browns called me, and, you know, I answered the phone, was talking to Heckert, and everybody's just looking at me, because I had gotten a couple of phone calls from, like, friends, like, hey, do you draft yet? I'm like, no, man, you stay on my phone, man, I got to get off, man, I'll call you back when something happens, you know? And got that call, man, then I was like, man, I'd love to be a Brown, everybody just went nuts, and that's something I'll never forget, something I always cherish, you know?
Well, Johnny, you've come into it. We're speaking with John Hughes on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. John, again, a lot of fans initially reacted and said, you know, John Hughes, well, all right, maybe you weren't projected to be a third-round choice. Some had you going a little bit lower than that. Did that bring you into the NFL and into this Browns organization? You are an Ohio young man, Gahanna Lincoln High School. Did that bring you into this organization with the idea of, all right, I know I can play. I know that I could be a force in the NFL, and I'm going to show people they're going to be happy they drafted me in the third round.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. You know, it's funny, you know, you read stuff about what people say. They're talking about the actor John Hughes. That's the only John Hughes they've ever heard of. And funny stuff like that. But, you know, I always play with a chip on my shoulder. Even when I was at Cincinnati, nothing changed when I got to the NFL. And it was just a privilege to get drafted by my home state. So, I mean, I was a blessing to get here, you know.
Mm-hmm. John, how have you, this is, again, entering your third year, how have you found the city of Cleveland? I mean, you enjoy, what do you like doing, going out and doing for fun around town? And have you had a chance to, you know, see a lot of the places and opportunities that you can hang out and chill a little bit and meet the great people of Cleveland? Have you had involvement in that in your first couple of years?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, me and my teammates hang out downtown sometimes, and got to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That was great. I've been there actually three or four times, and go to Cavs games, Indian games. There's a lot to do here in Cleveland, that's for sure.
Well, I know this, Michael. He is between time working out and getting ready for the training camp to start. He occasionally he'll go out and try to work on that golf swing.
He's on the links.
Yeah.
How are you hitting him, Johnny?
Occasionally he'll go. He's hitting it good.
Is he?
Yeah. Occasionally he'll
go. You
played
with Big John?
Yeah. Big John can hit it. So that's all I'm saying. And I have to say this about him. I had the opportunity to meet his father, and now I see why he is the nice young man that he is.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Johnny, what about your golf game, man? Are you able to school Dixon on the links yet?
He beat up on me. That's all right. That's all
he
right.
Did?
Uh-oh.
You know, we're playing a scramble, so, you know, I contributed. I'll say that much. I contributed to the team. I don't say I carried it. I'm not going to say I was the weakest link, but I was definitely contributing.
What are there any other of your pals on the defensive line that enjoy getting out on the links and swinging the sticks, John? Do you have guys that you compete against when you have opportunity during this downtime?
It's funny, the D line. I mean, other than me and Billy, we go out golfing all the time. But other than that, on the D line, not really a lot of guys golf.
Not a lot of guys golf.
I try to get them out there, and I took a Tyler Rubin and a Big Kitch out to the driving range before, and I mean, they had a good time, but it's like, nah, this ain't my thing.
You're gonna have to tutor them a little bit, huh?
And
work
on
their games.
I'm no golf pro myself, but I mean, I was trying to show them a couple things here and there.
Very, very nice. you know, Johnny, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about, because, as you know, there's been just so much conversation. We are speaking with John Hughes, entering his third year on that Browns defensive line, coming up here this season on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. John, with regard to what would your advice? Now, you're starting to become, as we said, third year, so you're getting a chance to feel yourself, and you're respected, and you're starting to get. You mentioned you, Billy Winn, getting a voice, and guys are looking up to you. How have you looked at or processed all of the social media conversation, the national media conversation going on with regard to now your teammate, Johnny Manziel? Have you found Manziel to be a diligent, dedicated, hard worker in the time that you have had opportunity to be with him here so far in the preseason camps?
Yeah, he's definitely a hard worker. You know, he competes in practice, and you know, just like any other rookie, he's going to have to earn a spot. And that's what he knows he has to do that. And that's one thing that I admire about him, that he knows he has a big job in front of him, and he's willing to take it on.
John, one last quick question. Who's been the toughest offensive lineman in the pros that you've played against?
Toughest offensive lineman? I probably have to say Eric Wood, center from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. A guy that Pepin knows well, huh?
Yeah, Pepin knows all about that, to be sure.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, because I played him when I played at Cincinnati as a senior at Louisville, and he had a pretty good game against me. And then I got to play in my rookie year when we played Buffalo, because I played nose that time. And it was a good game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and as we let you go, John, you know, we were talking about Mike Pettine's defense last year at Buffalo. I mean, come on now, Mario Williams, right? Kyle Williams, Marcel Darius, they all had double-digit sacks last year. So, Johnny, I got a feeling as you slide up and down that defensive line, you and all your mates are going to get an opportunity to get turned loose this year and have a party with quarterbacks.
I just want to get the opportunity to get out there for sure. It's definitely exciting, you know, having a defense like this and, you know, seeing the guys that have a lot of success in this defense. So when we go into this year, you know, we're just, you know, getting our ears back and going.
John Hughes, we appreciate all you've accomplished already. Continue to do bigger and better things. Know you will. And John, thanks so much for checking in with us today here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Have a good, solid next month, and then be ready to come to work on July 26th, my man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
That's John Hughes, Browns defensive tackle, entering his third season. And as we've talked about, that there is an opportunity to do tremendous things. And this Browns defensive line, Johnny, Phil Taylor, Billy Winn, Ataba Rubin, Desmond Bryan, Armani Bryan. I mean, this is going to be a very competitive defensive line situation. All right, don't go away. When Hanford and I get back, we've got a lot more to do on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't go away. Fact or fiction, and your tweets still coming up. Fun part of the show. Wait till Dog gets into fact or fiction. You won't want to miss that. We'll be right back.